The next word is church. The word Tserkov. Tserkov means church. It can also be used to describe a religious institution in general. Here is a sentence. Я хожу в церковь. Каждое воскресенье. Я хожу в церковь каждое воскресенье. Breakdown. Я. I pronounced like я хожу. Хожу. Go pronounced like хожу в. V. In pronounced like V. Tserkov. Tserkov. Church pronounced like Tserkov. Kajdoye. Kajdo. Every pronounced like Kajdove oskarjesenirye. Voskrizeni. Sunday pronounced like Voskrizeni. This sentence means, I go to church every Sunday. Here are some other useful variations. Церковный. Церковный. Church-related, pronounced like церковный. Церковное пение. Церковнопение. Church singing, pronounced like церковнопение. Церковный хор. Church choir, pronounced like церковный хор. English, church Russian. Церковь. Церковь. The next word is prove. The word prove can be translated into Russian as доказать. Pronounced доказать. Which means, to prove, or, to demonstrate. It's an irregular verb, meaning that its conjugation follows a different pattern than most verbs. Here is an example sentence using the verb. Доказать. Он пытался доказать свою невиновность, но никто ему не верил. Pronounced. Он пытался доказать свою невиновность, но никто ему не верил. Here is a breakdown. Он. Pronounced. On. He. Nominative case. Пытался. Pronounced. Пытался. Was trying. Past tense. Masculine singular. Imperfective aspect. Доказать. Pronounced. Доказать. To prove, infinitive. Свою. Pronounced. Свою, his or her slash its, accusative case, feminine singular. Невиновност. Pronounced. Неромансикновност, innocence, accusative case. Но. Pronounced. No, but. Никто. Pronounced. Никто, nobody, nominative case. Ему. Pronounced. Ему, to him, dative case. Не верил. Pronounced. Never real, didn't believe, past tense, masculine singular, perfective aspect. The sentence means. He was trying to prove his innocence, but nobody believed him. To remember this verb, you can associate it with the word, evidence, which also has a similar root. Here are some other common variations of the verb. Доказать. Доказательство. Pronounced. Доказательство. Proof. Noun. Доказывать. Pronounced. Доказывать. To prove. Present tense. It's important to note that the verb. Доказать. Is often used in a formal setting. Such as in legal proceedings. In everyday conversation, you might hear other verbs used to express the same idea, such as показать. Pronounced показать, to show. English, prove. Показать. Доказать. The next word is into. The word into in English can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Here is an example using into as a preposition. English: the cat jumped into the box. Russian: кот запрыгнул в коробку. Breakdown: кот. Cat. The word for cat. The K sound is a hard K sound like the K in kite. Запрыгнул. Запрыгнул. This is the past tense masculine singular form of the verb to jump. The G sound is a soft G sound like the G in gem. The preposition in or into, depending on context. Коробку. Коробку. This is the accusative case of the word for box. The O sound is a short O sound like the O in hot. Key concepts. Prepositions. Prepositions in Russian are similar to English prepositions, but may have different forms depending on the case of the noun they modify. Case: Russian nouns change their form depending on their function in the sentence. The accusative case is used for direct objects. English translation: cat, 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 запрыгнул, запрыгнул, jumped. We into коробку, коробку, box. Pronunciation: cot, cot, запрыгнул, запрыгнул, we, коробку, коробку. The next word is sent. The word sent in English can translate to several different words in Russian depending on context. This example will focus on the meaning of cent, as in 100th of a dollar. Here is an example sentence. The price of the coffee is 1 cent. Cent. Цена. Цена кофе. Cent. Cent. Breakdown. Цена. Цена. This is the Russian word for price. Coffee. Coffee. This is the Russian word for coffee. Один. Один. This is the Russian word for 1 cent. Cent. This is the Russian word for cent. Key concepts. Gender. Цена. Цена is a feminine noun, which means that the adjective modifying it will also be feminine. This is why we use the feminine form of one, which is один. Один, in this case, plural. The word cent is usually singular. However, you can make it plural by adding the ending I. So, cents in Russian would be centы. Центы. Pronunciation: cent. Cent. The C in this word sounds like the TS in the English word cats. Цена. Цена. The C in this word sounds like the TS in the English word cats. Coffee. Coffee. The O is similar to the English O. Один. Один. The first I in this word is similar to the English I, and the second one is similar to the E in B. English translation: the price of the coffee is 1 cent. Russian translation: цена. Цена кофе. Cent. Cent. The next word is season. The Russian word for season is сезон. Сезон. This word is masculine, and is used in the nominative case. Here is a sentence using this word.
Vrassitur isilona. Visna. Leta. Osinigma.
This translates to: in Russia, there are four seasons: spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Let's break down the sentence. This is a preposition meaning in, and it's used here to indicate location. Rossi. This is the genitive case of the word Russia. Genitive is a grammatical case that shows possession. The word Russia. Rossiya means Russia, but it is feminine. Feminine words in Russian have different forms depending on case, number, and gender. This is in the genitive case, singular and feminine.
Chituri.
Chetaya. This is the word for, and it is used with masculine nouns.
Sezona.
Sezona. This is the genitive case, plural of the word season.
Sezon.
Sezon.
Vesna.
Vesna. This is the word for spring, and it is feminine.
Leto.
Leto. This is the word for summer, and it is neuter.
Osin.
Osin. This is the word for autumn, and it is feminine.
Zima.
Zima. This is the word for winter, and it is feminine. Notice that the ending of the word for season changes depending on the case. Here is a table to help you remember the basic cases and their endings for masculine nouns. Case ending example. Nominative.
Sezon.
Genitive ma, ya.
Sezona.
Dative mu, you.
Sezonu.
Accusative ma, ya.
Sezon.
Instrumental or m, yem.
Sezonam.
Prepositional ye, e.
Sezonye.
Key concepts. Case. Russian has six cases, which change the ending of the word. Knowing the different cases will help you learn how to use Russian words in sentences. Gender. Nouns in Russian have a gender. It is important to know the gender of the noun so that you can use the correct case and number endings. Don't forget to practice the pronunciation.
Sezon.
Sezon. Sezon, with the stress on the second syllable.
Vesna.
Vesna. Vesna, with the stress on the second syllable.
Leto.
Leto. Leto, with the stress on the second syllable.
Osin.
Osin. Osin, with the stress on the first syllable.
Zima.
Zima. Zima, with the stress on the first syllable. Good luck learning Russian. The next word is floor. The word floor in English can be translated into Russian as
pol.
Pol, which is masculine. The plural form is
poly.
Poly. The word can also be translated as
etage.
Etage, which means story of a building, and is masculine. Its plural form is
etage.
Etage. Here is an example of how the word
pol.
Pol can be used in a sentence.
Ne polujalka mir.
Na polu leżalkowie.
Na.
Na, on, preposition.
Polu.
Polu, floor, dative case.
Leżal.
Leżal, lay, past tense, masculine singular.
Kowier.
conveyor, rug, masculine. This means, there was a rug on the floor. Pronunciation.
Pole.
Pole. Pole. Like the English word, pole, but with an O sound at the end.
Pole.
Poly. Poly. Etage. 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 English. Floor Russian.
Pole.
Pole. Pronunciation. Pole. Like the English word, pole, but with an O sound at the end. The next word is tough. Hash hash. Vyeshi. Veshkai. Sentence. U-M-Y-N-Y-M-N-O-G-O. Vyeshi. V-M-O-Y-O-M-K-Y-M-O-D-I-N-Y-A. U-M-I-N-Y-R-M-N-O-G-O-V-E-S-K-V-M-Y-O-M-K-I-M-A-N-I. Breakdown. Vyeshi. Veshkai is the plural form of the word thing. It's pronounced as veshkai and means things in the plural. Umyanya, umyanya, this is a common phrase in Russian. It literally translates to at me, but means I have. Mnoge or mnogo, this is the word for much or many. It can be used with both singular and plural nouns. Vemoyom, vimayom, this is a possessive adjective, meaning, in my. Kyemodeanye, kaimadanai, this is the word for suitcase. Translation. I have a lot of things in my suitcase. Key concept. The use of plural nouns in Russian. The ending of the noun changes to indicate a plural. In this case, nyesh. Mesh becomes nyeshi. Veshkai. Pronunciation guide. Nyeshi. Veshkai. Say, mesh, like the English, mesh, with a slight, ch, sound at the end, similar to the, ch, in, chair. The, I, sound is similar to the, I, in, machine. The next word is wide. The river is wide. Rikashirokaya. Rikashirokaya. This sentence uses the feminine nominative singular form of the adjective shirokaya. Shirokaya. Meaning, wide. The adjective agrees in gender and number with the noun erika. Rika. Which is feminine and singular. This means that the adjective must end in ir. You can also say, Eryeka Shirokaya. Rika Shirokaya. Here are some other forms of the adjective Shirokaya. Shirokaya. Masculine singular. Shirokaya. Shirokay. Feminine singular. Shirokaya. Shirokaya. Neuter singular. Shirokaya. Shiroko. Plural. Shirokaya. Shiroki. Pronunciation. Eryeka. Rika. Colon. Reka. With the E. Like in bed. Shirokaya. Shirokaya. Colon. Shirokaya, with the I, like in machine, and the O, like in hot. Shirokaya. Shirokaya. Colon, Shirokaya. English, wide Russian. Shiroki. Shirokay. The next word is anyone. The English word, anyone, can be used to express the concept of a person or people that are indefinite. In Russian, this is expressed through the word ktonibud. Ktonibud. This word is a combination of the pronoun kate or who and the indefinite particle anybeudeyeri, any, someone, anyone. Here is an example of a sentence using this word. Я не знаю, кто-нибудь здесь говорит по-английски. This sentence means, I don't know, Does anyone here speak English? Let's break down the sentence. I pronounced ya. Ni, not pronounced ni. Znaju. Zneu, no, pronounced zneu. Kto nibud? Kto nibud, anyone, pronounced kto nibud. Yes. Zves, here, pronounced zves. Govorit. Govorit, speaks, pronounced govorit. Po-anglijski. Po-anglijski, in English, pronounced po-anglijski. Pronounced e, a question mark. This sentence is an example of a yes/no question, which is asked by using a rising intonation at the end. The next word is method. Hash hash.
Method.
Исследование.
Должен. Быть. Строгим.
И. Логичным. Breakdown.
Метод.
Исследование. Method of research, this is the subject of the sentence.
Метод.
Method, pronounced like, method. Исследование. Research, pronounced like, исследование.
Должен.
Быть. Must be, this is the verb phrase.
Должен.
Must, pronounced like, должен.
Быть.
Be, pronounced like, bit.
Строгим.
И. Логичным. Strict and logical, these are the adjectives describing the method.
Строгим.
Strict, pronounced like, строгим.
И.
And, pronounced like, e.
Логичным.
Logical, pronounced like, логичным. Key concept. The sentence highlights the importance of rigorous and logical methodology in research. Variations.
Методика.
Methodology, this word is often used interchangeably with
метод
and can be used in this sentence as well. Pronounced like методика. Translation.
Метод.
Method, method. Исследование. Research, research.
Должен.
Must, must.
Быть.
Be, be.
Строгим.
Strict, strict.
И.
And.
Логичным.
Logical, logical. The next word is analysis. Hash, hash. Анализ. Этого. Текста. Показывает.
Что?
Автор. Имеет.
Глубокое.
Понимание. Темы. Breakdown. Анализ. Анализ, analysis. Этого. Этого. This genitive case. Текста. Текста, text, genitive case. Показывает. Показывает, shows, indicates, present tense, third person singular.
Что?
Что, that. After. Автор, author. Имеет. Имеет, has, present tense. Third person singular.
Глубокое.
Глубоко, deep, adjective, neuter. Понимание. Понимание, understanding, neuter noun. Тему. Темы, theme, topic, genitive case. This sentence demonstrates the use of the genitive case in Russian. The genitive case is used to show possession, or to indicate the object of an action. Translation. The analysis of this text shows that the author has a deep understanding of the topic. Key concepts. Genitive case. The genitive case is used to show possession, or to indicate the object of an action. Present tense. The present tense is used to describe actions that are happening now. Neuter gender. The neuter gender is used for words that do not have a definite gender, such as objects and concepts. Helpful hint for pronunciation. Remember that the stress in Russian words is usually on the penultimate syllable, the second to last syllable. The next word is election. The upcoming.
Выборы.
Президента. Are generating a lot of discussion in the media. Breakdown.
Выборы.
Выборы, plural noun, elections, literally, choices.
Президента.
Президента, genitive case of the noun.
Президент.
Президент, president.
Генерирует.
Генерирует, third person plural present tense of the verb.
Генерировать.
Генерировать, to generate.
Много.
Много, much, a lot, many.
Дискуссии.
Дискуссии, plural noun, discussions, literally, arguments. V, preposition, in.
СМИ.
SMI, abbreviation of.
Средства массовой информации.
Средства массовой информации, mass media, literally, means of mass information. Key concepts. The Russian language uses different cases for nouns depending on their function in a sentence. The genitive case is used to indicate possession, like, of the president. Russian verbs have different endings depending on the person and number of the subject. Here, the verb
генерирует.
Generate is in the third person plural because the subject is plural.
Выборы.
Elections. The preposition in is used to indicate location and can be combined with different nouns, like
в Москве,
in Moscow, or
в университете,
in the university. Translation. The upcoming elections of the president are generating a lot of discussion in the media. Pronunciation guide.
Выборы.
Colon, Roman 6 Borai.
Президента.
Colon, президента.
Генерирует.
Colon, генерирует.
Много.
Colon, много.
Дискуссии.
Colon, дискуссии. Colon, V.
СМИ.
Colon, СМИ. The next word is military. The Russian sentence is
Он служил в армии.
Breakdown.
Он.
He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case, pronounced like own.
Служил.
Served, past tense, masculine, singular, pronounced like служил. Note the L sound at the end, it is a soft L. In preposition, pronounced like V.
Army.
Army, noun, feminine, prepositional case, pronounced like army. The I at the end is a soft I. This sentence means he served in the army. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, and this influences the form of adjectives, pronouns, and verbs that agree with them. In this case, the noun
армия
is feminine, which is why the past tense verb
служил
is in the masculine singular form. Cases. Russian nouns change form depending on their function in a sentence, subject, object, etc. These changes are called cases. The noun
армия
is in the prepositional case here, because it follows the preposition. Variations. Военная служба. Military service, noun, feminine, pronounced like, военная служба, H-bar.
Военный.
Military, adjective, masculine, pronounced like, военный.
Военные.
Military personnel, noun, plural, pronounced like, военные. English to Russian.
Military.
Военный. Adjective, pronounced like, военный, military.
Военные.
Noun, plural, pronounced like, военные. The next word is only. The word, only, in Russian is.
Только.
Pronounced только. It can be used in a variety of ways, and it can be placed before or after the word it modifies. Here is an example of a sentence with.
Только.
Только.
Я хочу только мороженое.
Я
хочу.
Хочу, want.
Только.
Только, only.
Мороженое.
Мороженой, ice cream. Translation. I only want ice cream. Variations. The word.
Только.
Только can also be used to mean just or merely. For example.
Я только хочу пить.
Я только хочу пить. I just want to drink.
Только.
Только can also be used to emphasize a particular word or phrase. For example.
Только ты можешь мне помочь.
Только ты можешь мне помочь. Only you can help me. Key concepts. Word order. The position of.
Только.
Только in a sentence can affect the meaning. Emphatic use.
Только.
Только can be used to emphasize a particular word or phrase. English / Russian pronunciation.
Only.
Только.
Только.
The next word is hotel. Hash hash.
Я остановлюсь в отеле на неделю.
Breakdown.
Я.
I pronounced ya like the ya in yard. This is the subject pronoun in the sentence.
Остановился.
Stopped, stayed, pronounced, остановился, ос, like the, ос, in, loss. Та, like, та, in, father. Нов, like, нов, in, novel. Ил, like the, ил, in, will. Сия, like the, сия, in, say. This is the past tense verb, meaning, I stayed. It is in the masculine singular form, because the subject is I, masculine. In, pronounced, V, like the, V, in, very. This is the preposition used to indicate location.
Отель.
Hotel, pronounced, atel, O, like the, O, in, hot. T, like the, T, in, T. L, like the, L, in, hello. This is the noun that is the object of the preposition, where. It is in the prepositional case, the, where, triggers the prepositional case for the noun.
N.
For, pronounced, na, like the, na, in, that. This is the preposition meaning, for.
Неделю.
Week, pronounced, неделю, ni, like the, ni, in, net. Bell, like the, bell, in, bell. You, like the, you, in, you. This is the noun that is the object of the preposition nr. It is in the accusative case, the nr, triggers the accusative case for the noun. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns have different endings depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. This is called, case, and there are six cases in Russian. This sentence demonstrates the prepositional and accusative case. The preposition, where, always takes the prepositional case, and the preposition nr, always takes the accusative case. Gender. Russian nouns are either masculine, feminine or neuter.
This impacts the noun's endings in different cases. In this example, a tier is a masculine noun. Variations of the word. A tier. A tier. Hotel, genitive case. A tier you. Hotel, dative case. A tier you. Hotel, instrumental case. English translation. I stayed at the hotel for a week. English pronunciation of the word. Hotel, hotel. Russian translation of the word. Отель, отель. The next word is club. The word, club, in English can be translated into Russian in a few ways, depending on the context. In the context of a social club, the word клуб, club, is used. This word is pronounced клуб. Here is an example sentence. Я люблю ходить в клуб по пятницам. Я люблю ходить в клуб по пятницам. Breakdown. Я. I pronounced. Я. Люблю. Люблю. Love pronounced. Люблю. Ходить. Called it. To go, pronounced. Code it. We. In, pronounced. We. Club. Club. Club, pronounced. Club. Po. Po. I, pronounced. Po. Пятницам. Пятницам. Fridays, pronounced. Пятницам. Translation. I love to go to the club on Fridays. Key concepts. The word. Клуб. Club. Can refer to a social club, a sports club, or a nightclub. The preposition v is used before places and can be translated as in or to. The preposition po, po is used before name of the week and can be translated as on or by. Let me know if you would like to explore other uses of club in Russian. The next word is below. The word, below, can be translated into Russian in several ways, depending on the context. Here is an example sentence using the word, below, in the context of location. Sentence. The cat is sitting below the table. Кот сидит под столом. Breakdown. Кот. Кот. Cat. Masculine noun. Сидит. Сидит, is sitting, present tense, third person singular of the verb сидеть, сидит, to sit. Под. Под, under, below, preposition. Столом. Столом, table, instrumental case of the noun стол, стол, table. Key concepts. Prepositional phrases. The preposition. Pod. Pod, under, below, is used with the instrumental case of the noun. Столом. Столом, table, to indicate the cat's location. Gender of nouns, the noun. Кот. Кот, cat, is masculine, so the verb. Сидит. Сидит, is sitting, agrees in gender. Pronunciation notes. Кот. Cot, the O, sounds like the O, in, cot. Сидит. Сидит, the I, sounds like the I, in, machine. Port. pod, the O sounds like the O in cot. Storm. Storm, the O sounds like the O in cot. English translation, below. Port. Pod, Russian translation, below. Port. Pod. The next word is movie. Ya. Ya. I ha o che u. Ha chu. Want pe o s m o te ye te yeri. Paz matrit. To watch, infinitive form f e l yeri m. Film. Movie. Breakdown. This sentence means, I want to watch a movie. Ya. Ya. Is the personal pronoun, I, in the nominative case, and it's the subject of the sentence. It is pronounced like, ya ha o che u. Ha chu. Is the verb, want, in the present tense, first person singular. It is pronounced like, ha chu pe o s m o te ye te yeri. Paz matrit. Is the infinitive form of the verb, to watch. It is pronounced like, pasmatret, f-e-l-y-r-e-m. Film. Is the noun, movie. It is pronounced like, film. The sentence follows the basic subject-verb-object order. Key concepts. Infinitive verbs. In Russian, the infinitive is the base form of the verb. It ends in te-yeri. T-hi. For example, smatrit. Hi, smatrit. To watch. Present tense verbs. The present tense of verbs in Russian changes depending on the person and number. Variations. You can replace f-e-l-y-r-e-m. Film. With any other type of film, such as serial. Serial. TV series, or m-u-l-y-r-e-t-f-e-l-y-r-e-m. Multfilm. Cartoon. You can also change the verb ha o che u. Ha chu. To l-u-b-l-u. U-b-l-u. Love, to express a stronger preference for watching movies. English and Russian translation, and pronunciation. Movie. F-e-l-y-r-e-m. Film. Pronounced like, film. The next word is doctor. The word, doctor, in Russian is vrach. Pronounced vrach. It is a masculine noun, and the ending, che, makes it sound like the English, ch, in, church. It is one of the most common words used in Russia, so it is a great word to learn right away. Here's a sentence. Vrach осмотрел пациента. Врач осмотрел пациента. Врач. Врач, this is the nominative form of the noun, doctor, used for the subject of the sentence. This is a masculine noun, and ends in, che, which sounds like, ch, in the English, church. Осмотрел. Осмотрел, this is the past tense, masculine singular form of the verb, to examine. It is a perfective verb, and means that the action of examining is complete. Pacienta. Pacienta, this is the accusative case of the noun, patient. It is masculine, and singular and is used, because it is the direct object of the verb. It ends in, a, which sounds like the English, r, in the word, father. Translation. The doctor examined the patient. Word and pronunciation. Vrach. Vrach. Doctor. Осмотрел. Осмотрел. Examined. Пациента. Пациента. Patient. The next word is discussion. The professor cleared his throat and addressed his students. Today, we will be discussing the complexities of the Russian language. For instance, the word обсуждение, pronounced обсуждение, к can be used as a noun to mean discussion or debate. It is the noun form of the verb. Absuchtat. Pronounced absuchtat, meaning to discuss. Let's take a look at an example of absuchtat. In a sentence, the professor continued, let's say that we are going to have a обсуждение. Обсуждение about the novel War and Peace. We could say у нас будет обсуждение. У нас будет обсуждение РОМАНАВОИКАТКОЕНАЕМИЕ РАМАНА ВОЙНАРИМИЕ tomorrow. Unas. Unas translates to we have. Будет. Будет means will be. Роман. Роман means novel. The sentence means we will have a discussion about the novel War and Peace tomorrow. Discussion English. Обсуждение. Обсуждение Russian. The next word is sorry. Hash hash. Извини. Breakdown. Извини. Извини, this is the most common way to say sorry in Russian. It is used in situations where you have done something wrong, or if you need to apologize for something. Grammar. Извини. Is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command or request. Variations. Прости. Прости, this is another way to say sorry, but it is more informal and often used between friends or family members. Простите. Простите, this is the formal version of прости. Used for people you don't know well. Translation. Извини. Sorry. Прости. Sorry, informal. Простите. Sorry, formal. Pronunciation. Извини. Извини, the I in is pronounced like the I in bit. The I in V is pronounced like the E in C. The ni is pronounced like the ni in knee. Прости. Прости, the O in pro is pronounced like the O in go. The sti is pronounced like the sti in steely. Простите. Простите, the O in pro is pronounced like the O in go. The sti is pronounced like the sti in steely. The t is pronounced like the t in t. The next word is challenge. Hash hash. Вызов. Вызов. Challenge, pronounced визов. This sentence uses the noun form of the word. Вызов. Вызов. It means challenge in the sense of a difficult task or a test of one's abilities. Example. Этот проект представляет собой серьезный вызов. Этот проект представляет собой серьезный вызов. Translation. This project presents a serious challenge. Breakdown. Этот. Этот. This masculine nominative singular. Проект. Проект. Project, masculine nominative singular. Представляет. Представляет. Present, present tense, third person singular. Собой. Собой. Itself, reflexive pronoun. Серьезный. Серьезный. Serious, masculine nominative singular. Вызов. Вызов. Challenge, masculine nominative singular. Key concepts. Noun declension. The word Vizov, Vizov, is a masculine noun, and changes form depending on its grammatical function in the sentence. In this example, it is in the nominative singular case. Reflexive pronoun, the word Soboy, Soboy, is a reflexive pronoun, and is used to emphasize that the action is performed by the subject itself. Present tense, the verb Predstavljat is in the present tense, and indicates an ongoing action. Variations. The word Vizov, Vizov, can also be used as a verb, meaning to challenge. Example. On brosim ne vizov ne dwel. On brosil ne vizov na dwel. Translation. He challenged me to a duel. Breakdown. On. He, masculine nominative singular. Brosil. Brosil. Through, past tense, masculine singular. Nie. Nie. Me, dative singular. Vizov. Vizov. Challenge, accusative singular. Ne. Na. On, preposition. Dwell. Duel. Duel, feminine nominative singular. Pronunciation. Vizov. 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 Brosil. 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 Duel. 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 The next word is nation. Russia. Великая нация. Breakdown. Russia. This is the noun for Russia. It is pronounced R-O-H-C-R in English. The stress is on the second syllable. Великая. This is the feminine form of the adjective great. It's pronounced V-L-E-K-I-R. Nazia. This is the noun, nation. It's pronounced N-A-H-C-R. Full sentence. Russia is a great nation. Key concepts. This sentence uses the nominative case, the most basic form of a noun in Russian. The noun, Russia, is the subject of the sentence, meaning it is performing the action of being a great nation. The adjective, great, V-E-L-I-K-I-A, is in the feminine form to agree with the feminine noun, nation, N-A-T-S-E-I-A. This is an important grammatical rule in Russian that helps to ensure clarity and smooth flow in the language. Pronunciation notes. Pay close attention to the stress in Russian words. This will help you to sound more natural. The soft sign. Mark is knack. At the end of Vilikaya is silent, but important for the grammar. The next word is nearly. The word, nearly, in English often translates to Почти. Почти, in Russian. Example sentence. Он почти закончил свою работу. Он почти закончил свою работу. Breakdown. On, he, nominative case. Почти. Почти, nearly, almost. Закончил. Закончил, finished, masculine past tense, perfect aspect. Свою. Свою, his or her slash it slash their, possessive adjective, feminine singular. Работу. Работу, work, accusative case. Translation. He nearly finished his work. Key concept. Почти. Почти is a versatile word that can be used in many situations. It means nearly, almost, or close to. The verb zakończyć. Zakończyć is an example of a perfective verb, which means it describes a completed action. Pronunciation. Poczty. Poczty, poczty. Zakończyć. Zakończyć, zakończyć. Robotu. Robotu, robotu. Variations. The word, nearly, can also be translated as praktycznie. Praktycznie, which means practically, or almost. Chutney. Chutney is another option that means almost. English. Nearly, almost Russian. Почти. Почти, почти. The next word is look. English. I looked at the beautiful sunset. Russian. Я посмотрел на красивый закат. Breakdown. I. Pronounced like, yeah, this is the nominative case of the personal pronoun, I, and is used when it is the subject of a sentence. Посмотрел. Looked. Pronounced like, посмотрел, this is the past tense masculine singular form of the verb, to look. Смотреть. На. At. Pronounced like, na, this is the preposition, at, and is used to indicate the direction of the action. Красивый. Beautiful. Pronounced like, красивый, this is the masculine singular form of the adjective, beautiful. Закат. Sunset. Pronounced like, закат, this is the masculine noun, sunset. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns are assigned a grammatical gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter, and adjectives agree in gender with the noun they modify. Case. Russian nouns and pronouns change their form depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. The word order in Russian is often different than English, so knowing the case is helpful in understanding meaning. Verb conjugation. Verbs in Russian are conjugated to agree with the subject of the sentence in person, first, second, or third, and number, singular, or plural. Variations. You can change the subject of the sentence to a different person, or noun. You can change the tense of the verb to present, or future. You can change the adjective to describe the sunset in a different way. English translation. I looked at the beautiful sunset. Pronunciation guide. Я. Я. Посмотрел. Посмотрел. На. На. Красивый. Красивый. Закат. Закат. The next word is statement. The Russian word for statement is заявление. Заявление. Here is a sentence using it. Студент сделал заявление о том, что он не сдавал экзамен. Студент. Student. Сделал. Made. Заявление. Statement. О том, что. About the fact that. Он. He. Не сдавал. Did not take. Экзамен. Экзам. The sentence translates to. The student made a statement that he didn't take the exam. Key concepts. The word. Заявление. Заявление is a noun, and is pronounced with a stress on the second syllable, заявление. The ending, yeah. Yeah. Is stressed, and it sounds like the, e, in, bet. The first, ah. Ah. Sounds like the, in, father. The, ya. Ya. Sounds like the, ya, in, yard. The, e. Sound like the, e, in, c. The preposition. Or. O is used before the noun phrase. Tom, что? Tom, chto, which means about the fact that. The o is pronounced like the o in hot. The verb сделать. Сделал is in the past tense and agrees with the subject. Студент. Student. It's pronounced with a stress on the second syllable, сделал. The first, yeah. Sound like the e in bet. Variations of the word. The word заявление. Заявление can be used in many contexts. It can be used for a formal statement, like a written document, a statement in court, or a statement of intent. It can also be used for a more casual statement, like a comment, or an opinion. English. Statement. Pronunciation. Statement. Russian. Заявление. Заявление. Pronunciation. Заявление.